from the Los Angeles Underground. It's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
That's Justine, too much fun.
Justine wanted me to do it this week. I don't know why. She didn't want to. She wanted to. A call back to the old days.
I like it. It's cute.
She wanted a professional.
Welcome back to the Superiority Complex, everybody. It's been a couple weeks since we've heard from the two people you're about to hear from. That is Justine and Patrick. They are, you know, members of the crew here at the show. If this is your first time tuning in, and I don't know why it would be, but if it is, Patrick and Justine have been in Hawaii all week.
You picked a great episode to start on. I mean, if you think about it,
yeah.
New listeners. Fresh.
Yeah. You guys, they don't know anything about your history.
Nothing.
About the fact that you guys are just frigid.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Awesome. Justine's not saying anything?
Well, I thought Patrick was going to say I was fresh off the boat or something. And
You know, in a Twitter poll, in a recent Twitter poll, 54% of the people polled requested that you speak more.
What?
It's true. Polled them.
John and Patrick. John is not here today. I thought he was going to be here today. He's not. But John and Patrick split the vote with 24% each.
It's because I was an independent.
That's it. That's it. They split the vote. You are the Donald Trump of this podcast.
Don't say that. That hurts my feelings. It's really mean. Oh, right. My God.
Let's get ready.
Right.
Let's get in the mood here. First things first.
Yes.
Let's talk about how your trip to Hawaii was. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. And cue the music.
Oh, it's nice.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Okay, so we got married.
Did you really?
No.
No.
Oh, got
well,
so excited.
We did do a Hawaiian marriage ceremony, I guess. It's just part of a tour they do where they say you're now Hawaiian married.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know.
Whenever you go back to Hawaii.
It's official.
It will be official.
It's legal.
What island did you visit?
We went to Kauai, which is beautiful. It's very, very green. There's a lot of, like, flora and fauna, just because in comparison to the other islands, it's not very big city-wise.
It's very calm.
It's very calm and relaxing.
That's what I've heard.
It was nice.
I've heard people say boring, but I don't think I could be bored.
I mean, I get it. You can be if you're like there with a bunch of kids. Yeah. Because they're going to be like, oh, let's go do this. Let's go this. And you're just like, no, I want to lay on the beach and relax. Or
yes.
I want to drink and enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, we were laying by the beach with a bunch of
turtles. Yeah.
Chickens.
Oh, yeah. Turtles and chickens.
Chickens.
Chickens are the equivalent of seagulls.
No, they're like the squirrels of the island.
Squirrels and rabbits. So you know how bad rabbits are in California?
Yeah.
That's what the chickens are. All wild. Just running around.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know who hated those?
Who?
Your cousin-in-law when we were over there.
Really? She hated him?
Oh, my God. She has our former guest on the show and famous cosplayer. Codplayer.
It's a codplayer.
She dresses like a fish. Famous cosplayer Sharon.
Can I be a codplayer for Halloween?
How about this?
It's nice.
This is, of course, Santo and Johnny.
But yeah, so I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was very relaxing. It was nice to get away. The condo we were staying in had no air conditioning, so you just open both windows on each side of the house and hope it gets cool, and it doesn't.
But it's humid there, so
it's very humid.
Air conditioning doesn't really work well in humidity, anyway.
But it was really pretty. We were right on the ocean. We'd walk out the patio and you'd see the water. We went Labor Day weekend, so there was a bunch of kids actually fishing off the rocks all weekend, and they were catching a bunch of stuff. It was really cool. It was pretty. What else did we do?
Yeah. It's very slow compared to, like, I've been to Oahu and, like, Honolulu.
Yeah. That's like a city. That's like West LA.
It's a city. Yeah. But, like, you see locals. Where we were at, it's just all tourists. So I felt really weird because I was probably the only one who wasn't white. And I felt really awkward walking around.
Well, especially now you know how they voted. So you know what they think about us.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. That that felt kind of weird until we like drove around and we got to more cities and I saw more local people. Like, it made me feel better seeing local people.
Yeah. Because you look in, how many people thought you were an islander?
Yeah, right.
Did that happen a lot?
Not too much. I don't, but the workers there were white too. That's why it just threw me off. I was just
what?
Where am I?
Yeah.
Don't judge.
They're working?
Yeah, that's weird. God.
Man, my cousin was texting me. She's like, oh, like that's how I felt when I went to Utah. And I was like, yeah, but it's weird because I'm with a family that's white. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they're resentful.
I look
of it.
Adopted, if anything.
That's beautiful.
Horrible.
It was awkward, but yeah, it was fun.
Well, you know.
It's very slow paced.
But it was good. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you feel relaxed?
Yeah. We came back sick. So, you know, that's always good. Thankfully, it was the last day.
You probably got something on the plane.
I'm hoping.
I got that Hawaiian fever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to go back?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I would go to a different island, probably back Oahu.
Wow.
Damn.
I've only been to Oahu, and it was beautiful. We stayed on the other side of the island that wasn't very populated, so I liked that.
See, that's why I think you would hate growing up where I grew up, because that's what it's like. It's very slow-paced. It's touristy, but there's nothing to do.
I mean, you could still relax on Oahu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very relaxing.
You just wanted more to do.
Yeah. Just wanted to, like, walk around.
So you would never go on a cruise like Alaska?
That's I would love to go to a cruise.
I would go to a cruise because you know what you're getting into.
But that seems like, people have told me, don't do that if you're under, like, 60. Don't go on a cruise in Alaska. So I only have a few years left till I can go. I'm excited. I'm pretty pumped about that.
I'll go to Alaska with you.
Oh, let's go.
Just be the two of us.
Yes.
It'd be wonderful.
Very romantic.
I don't think I would go back to the island, but I like it.
We can hear the
narwhals cooing.
Do narwhals make noise?
Yeah, they have echolocation like normal whales and dolphins.
I'm Googling narwhal sounds.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful. I'm still really pasty white, if anybody was worried. Like, I didn't get tan. I got sunburnt a little bit, but I didn't get any color. They're like dolphins.
Thank you very much.
Excuse you.
Yep. Bless you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But Kauai is like the island you go to for scenery.
For seniors.
And what? Seniors, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know. They had a open house we went to. There's a house right on the beach.
Uh-huh.
$3.9 million.
That's it?
That's it.
And then how much was the HOA?
$2,700.
Oh my god.
HOA.
Right? It was ridiculous. It's like, yeah, I'm just gonna be paying rent forever.
They didn't have air conditioning either, so
yeah. What? That's
deal with
but
that.
Right on the ocean. So you
yeah,
know.
But if you can afford $3 million, there's nothing in.
Yeah, but don't you feel really bad? Like, you already paid $3 million, and you're just like, now I got to shell out extra money each week.
These are narwhals.
Out of my way.
Yeah. All right, wait. I'll translate what he's saying. Hey, buddy. Help you find your dad.
That's cute.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Narwhal noise.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to click on this.
Okay, go ahead.
It's
well, now we know Mario and I are going to Alaska.
Yeah, we're going to.
I don't know what you're doing.
I want to go kayaking up there.
Oh, no. We're not getting in the water.
No, God, no.
Oh,
okay. We're going to freeze to death.
So we could get speared by a narwhal?
Hell no.
What if that's the last noise you hear? That and then just.
But what a way to go, you know? Like, what a way.
Oh, when we were...
How'd Patrick die? Speared by a narwhal.
Tell him about our snorkeling.
Oh, we went snorkeling and...
Yeah, tell us about your snorkel.
We were just floating along there and then we swam with sea turtle.
We followed the sea turtle around.
This leaves the burning...
What did he do?
He swam with us. You know, he said, hey, what's up?
The ocean was pushing me above him, but then he wanted to go get air, so I had to push myself away from him.
He kept trying to come up and hug us. It was adorable.
He went in between us and he got air.
Wow, that's weird.
It's cute.
Yeah.
He tried to eat. He like picked up a rock. He was. We were just watching him, following him around.
Must be nice to have fans. That would probably felt nice for him.
Fins. They're called fins.
Oh, fins. Yeah. Yeah, that too. We're doing. Now I have to look at this. I'm looking at the five most.
Have you gone down a narwhal hole?
It is. Five most mysterious underwater sounds ever recorded. Here's one of them.
Oh, God.
That's a lie. That's a Star Trek episode.
That's just got to be feedback on the mic.
Yeah. That ain't real.
That's not real.
Hey, did you watch the Emmy thing on Star Trek?
No, what happened?
The Emmys, they were... What was it?
What were they?
I guess it first aired in September 3rd, 1966. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or September 6th, 1966?
How about this one?
That's a Russian submarine.
One ping only, please.
We will go to the coast.
We'll sit on their coast and we will listen to their rock and roll. We will conduct missile drills.
Oh, such a good movie.
When we are through.
What? I don't even know what he sounds like with his actual just accent.
That's what he sounds like.
How about this one?
Oh, really?
Spock.
Beam me up.
What is that?
It's an orca cooing.
Everything's an orca.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was a tribute to Star Trek at the Creative Arts Emmys.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you should watch it.
Did you? How many episodes of Star Trek have you gone back and watched?
I think she made it like two in.
Well, let me tell you guys. That leads me to my next question here. Before we go into a brand new segment that I'm really excited about, because it's going to eat up a lot of time every week when we don't have anything to talk about, like today. But
we're just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to have you guys back. We almost didn't record today, and I said, let's get in there. And so far, it's been underwhelming. But we're about to turn that around right now because I'm focused. I'm not thinking about these. I got to get out from behind this damn computer because I just stare at it, and I want to go into underwater sounds and UFOs and all the stuff I don't believe in, but I still want to hear it or see the videos. Does that make sense?
You want to believe that you don't believe.
I want to believe that I don't believe.
Yeah.
First of all, we got a shout out from another podcast called The Viewing Party. Katie and Wesley are the hosts over there.
Did they call themselves the Voyeurists?
They took a suggestion of mine. So they had a thing called, they have a segment called, or they do special episodes, Would You Watch This? And they did one on like Hallmark movies and all. So I did, I suggested watching sci-fi original movie trailers. And then picking some and see if they would if they would watch the movie. So they did a whole episode on, I think they watched like 10 of them. They watched 10 of the sci-fi original movie trailers and then they discussed whether or not they would want to watch it. But Katie and Wesley, and also, I don't know which one of them did it, but they did. They sang the title of this podcast. They sang it in a beautiful voice, and I want to capture it and just drop it in every once in a while. Superiority complex. I can't do it.
Shout
out to Katie and Wesley over at the viewing party.
It's cool. I have to
check it out. They're really funny.
I'll check it out.
Can they sing our digital movie club song?
Ooh, maybe we'll ask them. Maybe they'll listen. If they listen to more than one episode, maybe they'll.
So we don't hear guys yelling all the time.
All right. Also, Eric of Aragon. I randomly chose him as our listener of the month because he gave us a very nice compliment. He said he doesn't need any other podcasts. He doesn't need to listen to something about Mark and Brian. And then my wife said, I listen to, aside from Superiority Complex, I listen to Kevin and Bean via podcast. And then Eric said, I only need the Superiority Complex.
Whoa.
Nice.
Thank you, Eric. But I also know he listens to Rock Solid, so that's okay, too, because that's a good show.
That's where you got him from.
But I told him, send me your address, and I will pick. We'll pick a prize out of the box for him. And he specially requested that John Sandy pick the prize. So we'll get that out to you next week, Eric. So we might start doing a little stuff like that now. Just a little, a little shout out. Get involved with the peeps.
It's like we're getting famous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy.
I forgot to mention on air last week, but Stephanie, I think she's at the Lily Pot on, she's our friend in the UK.
The Neti Pot.
The Lily Pot. I think she's a florist, I believe. But she was the inspiration for last week's episode with me and John. She was posting her favorite movie clips or gifts from her favorite movies on her Twitter feed. So I want to give her a quick shout out. So we have a new feature. This new feature is called, Hey, What Are You Doing?
What
And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask Justine and Patrick and Jake and John when they're here. I'm going to say, hey, what are you watching? Hey, what are you reading? Hey, what are you listening to? And it doesn't have to be anything new. It doesn't have to be state of the art, cutting edge. We'll do video games too. So I want to start with you. I know you watched a couple of things, Justine. So Justine, what'd you watch?
I did. I watched Paint Your Wagon.
Which John and I spoke about.
Which they said I didn't have to watch it. And I decided no one can tell me what to do and I'm going to watch it.
And how did that work out for
you? I regret that decision. I regretted it so fast. Unhappy.
When two old men tell you, you know, maybe we should skip this. Right?
Well, I think it was John Stanley that he was like, no, she should watch it. She likes him. I'm like, no, don't show me. No, should never meet your childhood hero singing.
So
it was the worst. I don't.
Let's look at Paint Your Wagon because we're not going to get to it on the Digital Movie Club.
No, please, no.
Yeah, I can never finish it. I get through that opening number and I'm like.
That, you know what? I wish you would have said that you never finished it because then I probably would have just. Gave up on it at some point.
Guess what it gets on Rotten. Let's do a.
What does it get?
Let's do a betting game. Rotten Tomatoes score.
98%.
3.6.
98%.
Wait, are they points or are they.
90%. It is a percentage point. 98 is.
43.
You are closer, Justine, but you're still over.
Good.
Oh, it's less than that.
Oh, it's less. Way less.
32. People would have loved it.
32. You are still high.
Whoa.
Yes.
Good.
I just yawned on the air. That's bad.
You know, I read that he, after making this film, he made his Malpaso.
Oh, yeah. Malpaso
said, this
production.
This is exactly what you don't want to do. what he learned.
He got it. He's 32.
What was it?
27%.
Whew.
Now, IMDb is a little different. They do a 10-point scale, but they also have like percentage points.
3 point.
No, it's much higher.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
People like it apparently.
How much?
6.7.
I thought you were gonna pull a.
Out of 4 stars, how many did Roger Ebert give it? How many stars did Roger Ebert?
One.
Give this movie.
No, wait. What? He rated something wrong. It was it Star Wars that he rated really bad?
I don't know.
He probably rated it a 2.
He did give it a 2. Okay. Patty Chayefsky wrote the screenplay. That's crazy. That's crazy. You could not think of a better writer to come out with a crappier movie. And it was a Lerner and Lowe. You know, they wrote My Fair Lady.
Oh, that explains it.
Well, I love My Fair Lady.
Yeah, it was after My Fair Lady. They wanted to do another musical. They did that. And
it's also 1969 up top. And musicals are already dead. Lee Marvin, though, looks like he's going to be fun. In the beginning parts of the movie, it's fun seeing him play like a comedic role. But
yeah.
If you didn't have the singing, I'm sure it would be awesome. There is another movie called Cat Ballou with Lee Marvin. Which I believe is also a musical.
Reading the background on Lee Marvin, though, and how he was on set really disappoints me about him. He's just always drinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was, I'm sure he had some issues he saw, you know, some World War II. And, you know,
I'm not a fan of Lee Marvin.
I love him. He's like the original tough guy, like that. Tough, you know. We've seen Clint Eastwood, but you know, we saw Lee Marvin doing it way back, and that's why I'm glad we watched Bad Day at Black Rock because so many of those actors have come in and done so many other movies that we've been
just
in
background.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they're like the next generation of.
They're almost like their own little clique. I know everyone calls them like the tough guys, mm-hmm. but they're like their own little Breakfast Club clique.
You're Clint Eastwood. You Steve McQueen's in there for
sure. Steve McQueen, Lee Marvin,
Bronson, Lee Marvin.
Yeah.
I always get, you mentioned you watched Magnificent Seven, which we're not going to talk about yet, but I always used to, when I was a kid, I would always confuse James Coburn in the Magnificent Seven and Lee Marvin. They have kind of a similar look.
Oh, their eyes. Yeah.
I don't know if you remember James Coburn, who you loved in Magnificent Seven, apparently.
Uh-huh.
He was the guy in Hell is for Heroes. He was Henshaw. He's the guy that got killed by the mine. He was crawling with the mine.
I might have to rewatch.
Yeah, because a lot of people turn up in that.
There was a lot of people though in that whole movie in general.
Magnificent Seven?
And in
Oh, Hell is for Heroes. Yeah.
There's so many people that you just can't really, just like The Longest Day.
Ugh.
It's hard to keep track of.
I can't
of.
Keep track of who and people are in that.
So Capaloo was a thumbs down. Thumbs down. Or no, I'm sorry.
Paint Your Wagon.
Paint Your Wagon, thumbs down. Did
Please
you
Please don't watch it. Don't waste your time.
Did you watch it, Jake? No. I'm sorry.
Patrick. He's not even here. Oh, my God.
Patrick, did you watch it?
No, I heard music, and I was like, yeah, I'm not in the
And you did this
musical.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
That'd be the last thing I would do.
Well, I had to watch other things just to
make
up for what happened.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I heard the music, and I was like, wait, Clint Eastwood did a musical?
I do like that.
I'm going to pass.
I do like that opening number. What is it? I think it's Paint Your Wagon, right?
No, they do not say Paint Your Wagon until the very end, and that's the last song.
What's the opening number? Well, you know what
so
it is?
Cheesy.
Come on, knock on my door.
I feel like Lee Marvin is overacting, too.
Well, because it's a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical.
So everybody's very broad in it, you know.
Because they're on Broadway?
Hey,
but I was looking at how much Clint Eastwood got paid for it, so he was making money. After this movie, he makes a lot of money.
Yeah, he becomes very much in demand in the 70s. He's a star. He kind of, the 60s are kind of his, wait.
Oh, I saw another movie he was in, though.
What's that?
The Beguiled? Beguiled?
Beguiled.
Beguiled.
Yeah, that's the beginning.
Are we watching Frozen?
Listen. Now, if you saw this on stage and it wasn't Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin, it might be okay. You'd be like, hey, okay, we're going to see this thing about the California Gold Rush.
You can see where Frozen got it from. That's exactly what it is.
Well, the guy was saying he didn't want them. He wanted people who can actually sing.
Hmm.
But they were fine. I thought Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood were fine singing.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood did a pretty good job, actually.
What does he sing? How do you... Something about the wind cries Maria, or what is it?
Yeah, you played that in the last episode when he's singing about, like...
Okay, so give it a rating. Give Paint Your Wagon a rating.
Rate it?
Yeah, rate it.
I give it a one.
I give it a one. Wow! Damn. A one?
I'm surprised I even give it a one.
Okay.
Hey, she likes Casablanca more.
Yeah. Finally.
Right? Dang.
Like, if I saw this, if I owned this DVD and it was the end of the movie, I would just pull it out and just stomp all over that CD.
You have to
ask
yourself, why isn't this in the digital movie club?
No. You don't want this in the digital movie club.
No, that's what I'm saying. Why?
Why would he even make a digital copy in the
exactly.
first place?
That's what I'm saying.
Should never happen.
And you also watched what?
The Mechanic.
I thought you watched Kelly's Heroes.
I also watched that too.
Okay, let's...
And I also watched The Beguiled.
Oh my God. Oh, you watched The Beguiled?
Yeah, I saw the girl one first.
They just remade that.
Yeah, that's the one I saw first.
Okay.
I saw her version first. I remember watching her and she was saying she wanted to do it from the girl's point of view. So watching it, I figured, oh, this is all from the guy's point of view. But it kind of isn't. It's still the same to me almost.
That's another weird movie for Clint Eastwood.
Oh my God. It was creepy because he kisses the little girl.
Oh, I forgot about
that. That didn't happen in the new one. I think the director, she was like, nope.
Yeah.
You're not kissing little girls, but... No, he kissed a little girl.
There's some weird... He has like a weird phase in between doing like the spaghetti westerns and before he hits with Dirty Harry, he's kind of like... He's kind of like he's a star now and like he's just trying to like... You know, it's obvious he's probably like, hey, I don't know how long this is going to last. If they offer me a role, I'm going to take it. You know
no, this one he wanted to make with the director.
You should watch Play Misty for me because that's his first, I believe that's his first direct, it's a directorial debut. And it kind of predates all of the 80s movies that would come along, like Fatal Attraction of like, you know, the lover going crazy and then coming, yeah. It's called Play Misty for me.
Yeah, this one was.
He plays a DJ.
A DJ? Mm-hmm. No.
Wow. Yeah.
Not that kind of DJ, but like he's like a DJ, plays, and this girl keeps calling. I think she keeps requesting that song.
Oh, he's a disc jockey, yeah. Not a DJ.
Yeah, he's a disc jockey.
Completely different.
He's a disc jockey.
He works in a radio.
Yeah, back when a DJ was a DJ.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
That you thought it meant like a DJ, like he was scratching?
Yeah, I was like, really?
Yeah, like DJ Hurricane?
No,
yeah.
I didn't think
like
that.
Mix Master Mike? Like Spinderella?
That. Yeah, thank you. I was very confused. It was scary.
Push it. Push it good.
See Clint Eastwood spinning, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's really, you know, hey, we're coming up on the midnight hour here.
I did here watch Kelly's Heroes, though. That, to me, doesn't seem like a... It just... I know it's a war movie, but it just seemed like a movie they just wanted to make. There's no historical thing to that.
You got to see Don Rickles, the great.
And he's young. It's so weird.
He still looks old, but he's young. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like Kelly's Heroes?
It was okay. I could do without Sutherland. I feel like if they put a different actor.
If
is that his real voice?
Yeah. Well, kind of. He's kind of doing a character.
He's like a dope. Like a
Yeah, but if they there's no reason for him to be that character. It was just because it was what was popular in the culture or the counterculture. So like, we'll have a hippie in World War II.
Yeah,
it'll
I
be
didn't
great.
Like that.
The music so much, like when we heard Rain, like John and I talked about it last week, how Quentin Tarantino used David Bowie. And it's fine. That doesn't bother me as much as when you have a character who's completely acting. Like, it just would be like, no, there's no reason for him to be that way.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work.
It doesn't.
It doesn't work at all.
Anytime I see him, it just throws me out. And the way he responds to him, I'm like, come on.
It kills the movie for me. Like, it really does.
It's just, to me, I was like, why even put it in this time? It just bothered me.
Yeah. I think they were trying to do something and it just didn't work. I don't know what they were trying to do, but it just didn't work. But I do like, I like Rickles in it. I like, Telly Savalas is great. Because he's like, he's kind of funny and he's not as...
Yeah, and he's on the good side.
So sort of.
You're like, okay.
Yeah. What do they write at the end? Suck it on the thing. They write on the thing of the bank. They write the... I forgot what they write.
I forgot what it was that they wrote on there.
They don't write suck it, but it's like... I forgot what it is.
The part with the mimes. Mimes? Not mimes. The mimes, like on the field.
Oh, yeah.
That one was a little... I don't know. Some parts were intense, but...
Yeah, it's just that whole thing just ruins it.
It just... It was okay.
Yeah, I think they were just...
I don't know why people talk it up. It's okay.
Yeah, it was never one of my favorites. It was fine.
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay. It's directed by the same guy as Where Eagles Dare, but if you give me the choice...
Oh, I'd watch Where Eagles Dare.
I'd watch Where Eagles Dare a million times.
Yeah.
I think I've seen Kelly's Heroes, like in its entirety, maybe twice, and it always leaves me like it was never.
That's okay.
If it was on when I was a kid, I would watch it just because
it's not fulfilling.
I wanted to see Nazis, go down, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Up yours, baby. That's what it is. That's
up
what they.
Yeah.
Write. Yeah.
That's right, because they kept saying baby in there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Up
movie,
yours,
it was
baby.
Okay. That movie was okay.
Oh, you know? Yeah, it's not my favorite. And you watched a lot of movies.
I did.
And what else did you watch?
The Mechanic.
So you're now a Charles Bronson fan. We're not gonna get to the Mechanic. Now you know.
Well, because I watched Magnificent Seven on the plane. Then I was on this Bronson kick.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, Bronson is just awesome. There needs to be a statue of him somewhere or like a library after him or
he's
airport
awesome.
Or something. Because this guy's like...
I think Death Wish is on Amazon right now. The original Death Wish.
I have to watch that. Just wait till someone makes me name something.
Well, wait till you listen to... I think Brent has all of the... They've reviewed, I think, Death Wish 3 on home video
also.
Well,
I saw there's a Mechanic 2.
I don't know if that was.
I saw one. I was like, okay, he died.
Was it Charles Bronson?
I don't know. If
that's a. So you talk about a. You talk about a long scene, like in the beginning of. In the beginning of Once Upon a Time in the West, there's that whole scene in the Mechanic where he's watching that apartment,
and it's just quiet,
and it's like 45 minutes. You're like, wow, this is happening in real time.
Yeah. It was. I mean, yeah, that part was a little slow. I was like, what am I watching?
It's a good movie, though. It's pretty good. I mean, you get a lot of Bronson.
You get Bronson and Bell Bottoms?
Yeah, that's right.
It was my favorite.
There's The Mechanic. There's Mr. Majestic. There's Telephone. There's all these movies he made in the 70s. And he doesn't talk a lot in them. But, if you like those 70s action movies, Bronson, is that's your guy.
I mean, they're all cheesy, but I like him.
Yeah, but I... we were talking about at the start of the show, Clint Eastwood was never like a physically imposing guy. You know, he's very tall and lanky. So you believe that he's cold. You believe he would kill you, like he would shoot you. Yeah. But Bronson looks like he would really fight you. Like,
oh,
he would,
yeah.
Really,
Bronson's like buff. He got that bell bottom so he can move his legs.
You know, he was buddies with James Garner, your buddy, boy James. They were friends in real life. Yeah.
I saw a picture of him older. He has this little tiny mustache thing. Yeah, up, but it's not cool.
He has that little. Yeah.
I was like, "Come on, you're supposed to be this man's man."
He made movies all the way through the 80s. He was still making movies when I was like a kid. My dad was going to see Bronson movies, so he had a long career. You know, to Midnight.
He's an impressive guy.
There's one called 10 to Midnight, and it was like one of the first ones with like a.
Are we gonna see him anymore?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. He falls off in the 70s. Well, we just take it in a different direction in the 70s. But
I kind of feel like, based on the mechanic, he does better in a all-star cast. In an all-star cast, I think he stands out.
Or like a big cast. You like him better as part of an ensemble.
Yeah, because on his own, at least on that one, he's just quiet still. And mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's very, very laconic.
I don't know. Is there a movie where they gave him more emotion besides The Great Escape when he starts panicking? Because that was a good one.
It's funny for me to go back and watch Great Escape and think, oh, yeah. Charles Bronson used to like act more in his movies. He used to talk more. He doesn't talk a lot in Magnificent Seven. He's kind of a quiet guy.
And even in Once Upon a Time in the West.
Oh, no. He lets his gun do his talking.
Yeah, there's still like no emotion.
Yeah, that's Bronson. Yeah, at least with Clint Eastwood, you get a little. There's a little range there.
He has no range at all.
Yeah, he'll smile once in a while or laugh or. But I like Telly Savalas. I'm glad of Kelly Sewell because I just remember Telly Savalas being like he yells at the captain a lot and he's like he's always mad. So, but he's not like, come out, you sinners.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's still just the ultimate villain.
He's creepy.
I love. Well, you should watch old reruns of Kojak because that was his big thing in the 70s. He was a detective. It was a cop show. And he always wore like a fedora and had the cool aviator glasses and always was eating a lollipop. But he was like a tough guy. It was cool, man.
That
was a great show. That was a great.
I
used to watch. That was one of my dad's.
He would have a lollipop just to mess with you. Mm-hmm. Just like a lollipop.
Yeah, Telly Savalas, man, great.
I eat whatever I want,
Mr. Bond. Mr. Bond.
Blofeld.
Mr. Bond. So, did you watch anything, Patrick?
I watched a couple of shows on Netflix that I hadn't seen before. They released a new animated show called. What was it called? Hold on, I had it right here. Paradise PD. So basically, it's like
Miami Vice.
Yeah, pretty. I'm kind of. It's like a respin of Brickleberry almost. I don't know if you ever saw Brickleberry.
No.
It's got funny moments, but it's just dumb. It's like a raunchier version of Family Guy almost.
Okay.
And then, it was all right. But the other thing I actually watched, which I really enjoyed, was the IT Crowd. It's an old BBC show.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really, really funny. It's got, I'm trying to remember the actor's name. You've seen him in a bunch of stuff. He's shown up as kind of like a goofy male lead. But it was fun. It was British humor, but it was like a different spinoff of The Office almost.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters are really cool. It was fun.
Do you love it?
Yeah, it was good. I like the way it ended. It ended on the first episode of the fifth season. Yeah, it was weird. It was different. So, like, it starts on a brand new season, and that's the last episode.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I just like the way they ended it. They're just you get a whole new season, and it's over.
That's a good way to end it. My favorite TV ending in this, John, I wish John was here because he would. My favorite TV ending ever was, there was a show called Newhart in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
It was Bob Newhart, our friend from Hell is for Heroes,
doing
the telephone. And he had an inn in, it was a show that was with Larry Terrell, his brother. He had an inn in Vermont. And the whole episode, he bought this inn. The whole series was him and his wife. And the colorful characters would come and stay at the inn. And, you know, people in the town, the little town. I think he moved from, like, New York or something. The very last episode of the show, it turns out that the whole series, I think it was like 8 years, was a dream. And he wakes up, and in bed next to him is his TV wife from the show he had before. So it was Newhart from the 70s. So they had the same apartment. It was like exactly like the show in the 70s. And he's like, I had the weirdest dream. And his wife from the old show wakes up and says something like, I told you you shouldn't eat Japanese food before you go to bed. And so the whole thing was a dream of his 1970s character.
That's what everyone was saying about Lost. Like, it better not be a dream. They better not all be dead. They better not be dead.
So many times.
Evangeline Lilly just had a great, I posted it on our Facebook page. She had a great response to people who complain about. She said, you know, that ending.
No, it's awesome. Yeah, she said, I think it's great.
She said, whatever you take away from that ending, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what, you have to read it.
I've been saying that.
It was a really good defense of it, you know. She's like, you can't expect people to give you answers because everybody takes something different away from that show. You know, you go into it, you have your own preconceived notions about what it is or what it isn't. And so there's no way you're going to answer everybody. So you leave it ambiguous. And then it's like, well, what does it mean to you? Like, you know, they don't spoon feed you an answer, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Make your own assumptions.
What are you reading? Are you guys reading anything?
Right now, not really. I'm in between books at the moment. Looking for something good to read. So I'm open to listener suggestions.
Yeah. If you have anything you think Patrick should read.
I am prepping for Inktober. It starts in October, 1st of October. It's a 31-day art drawing challenge. You draw an ink drawing every day for 31 days to help improve your skills. There's a lot of cool topics. A bunch of people participate.
And we're going to want to see those on your Twitter feed,
yeah,
please.
They participate on Instagram and Facebook and all that fun stuff. So check it out. People are already getting ready. And it's you do a single drawing every day for the whole month of October. Has to be an ink drawing. You can draw whatever you want. There's also like suggested topics and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun, and it's really, really hard.
Ink is difficult.
Well, not even that. It's to commit yourself to do it every single day is the biggest challenge in the world because it's so hard to do.
Do one push-up every day.
Well,
do one push-up, then do two, then do three, then do four, then do five, then do six, then do seven.
Yeah.
So only do eight.
What?
Then on the 8th, you do 8. 9th, you do 9. 10th, you do 10. You know what I mean?
Got it.
And by the end of the week, you'll do 7. That's not what I meant to say. By the end of the month, you'll do 30 push-ups.
Oh, I did watch. There was a movie I watched that I hadn't seen. I watched.
What's that?
Dark Tower. Finally.
Oh, with the Idris Elba.
Yeah, based off of Stephen King's series.
The man who would not be Bond.
Yeah, it was interesting. I kind of wanted to know more about the world and the mythos of it, mm-hmm. So it kind of brought me in that way. But I could see why it kind of flopped. Matthew McConaughey doesn't make the most convincing villain in the world.
Is that true? He was not good.
Yeah, he was all right. Idris Elba was good, though.
Good, not great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that was weird. Well, I found out we can pause.
Oh, nice.
Well, there you go. Now we can pause. Sorry about that. So good, not great for the Dark Tower. I've actually been reading a couple of... we haven't done this in a while. We do broadcast from a comic book store, so
we do.
Figure I would do a little. I read the new. I was intrigued by the cover of last month. There's Batman 54. I've been collecting Batman, but last week's cover really drew me in. It was cover done by Matt Wagner, who I guess was only doing this episode. This one issue, I guess. I don't know if he's going to be back, but I think from what I'm hearing, it's a one-off. Tom King wrote it, and it's a little story about his flashbacks to when Robin was a boy.
Nice.
So Nightwing was in town for the big Batman wedding that, spoiler alert, didn't happen. And then he and Batman are spending time together, hanging out, and it's flashing back a lot to when Dick Grayson first came to live with Bruce and all the trials he kind of had to go through.
When he first got his surrogate daddy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
It opens with Robin remembering his parents getting killed. So it's kind of, but the art is beautiful. The cover's great. Check it out. I also picked up this. It's a book that Dynamite is putting out. It's called James Bond Origin. It's written by Jeff Parker. And the art is by Bob Keith. It actually goes back to his World War II.
Which so Bond?
It's the literary Bond.
Oh.
So it's World War II, and he's in the Blitz. He's in the Blitz. He's living through the bombings. So you know, he's a young man, and it starts out with him. Living through the London Blitz. So check that out. The art was really good, and it seems like it's going to be a good story. It's going to tell a story of him as a young man and his service in World War II and all that good stuff. So picked it up, just figured it'd be cool to see an origin of our friend James Bond. Are you reading anything, Justine?
No, just my books for school.
Oh, fun.
The new run of Deadpool is really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. He's funny.
Who's writing it?
I don't remember. I'm horrible. I don't do my research. I don't do my homework. No, I'm sorry.
What about?
So sorry.
What are you playing right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing. We're in the process of moving, so I am not playing anything. I'm very, very excited for Battlefield 5, but
the beta was great. Fun. The beta. I mean, if you're hearing mixed reviews, it's probably because the beta didn't look great. The game doesn't release for another two months.
Yeah,
it's November 20th. So
I thought it was October.
No, November 20th is the date. They're probably, I'm sure that was just a test of servers. They're probably going to slap the final touches on it, make it look better. There were some issues, but great new additions to the gameplay. There were a couple of maps. They're basically conquest maps, but the ability to tow cannons and stuff and drop them on the battlefield for your friends. There you can build sort of like in Fortnite, but in ways that make sense. You're not going to be stacking towers of boxes, 500 feet high in the air. You can fortify a building or create a choke point in an alleyway, and it's really good. The controls were really good. It all felt really good. Nothing was out of the ordinary. Didn't seem like the controls were lagging in any way. Vehicles are always fun. I got to fly a plane a little bit. That's always fun.
I'm excited for the new planes.
The plane control, World War II plane. I think I was flying a Hurricane or a Spitfire. But the controls were good. Intuitive. Not too hard to fly. So probably a lot less crashing than the old Battlefield with all the helicopters, which were a little more difficult to fly. But God, I love those games. Yeah. Also playing the new Spider-Man game. It is awesome. Very fun.
Heard it's wonderful. I keep seeing people. I mean, it's got the photo capture in that that people are sharing left and right.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere right now.
Yeah, Spidey can take selfies. It's a beautiful looking game. New York City feels alive. It feels like a real city. It's an accurate map, as far as I can tell, of Manhattan. You don't get to go off into the boroughs, but everything takes place in Manhattan. And it's a huge world to explore. Lots of buildings. It's just fun swinging around the building. You feel like Spider-Man. And the combat system is very similar to the Arkham games, the Batman Arkham series. Very similar control scheme, but a lot lighter in tone. Very Spider-Man-centric missions. You'll find yourself trying to catch wayward pigeons and things like that. You're fighting criminals and stuff, there's a couple of really great cameos I don't want to give away. But the story mode is really good, really entertaining. Feels like a really great, like you're playing an episode of the comic book.
That's cool.
And you get different suits, different upgrades, all kinds of combo moves you can pull. It feels like Spider-Man. Batman, the combat in Batman very much made you feel like you were indestructible and you're Batman. Spider-Man is still vulnerable, but it's a little. You have to rely more on his acrobatics and his ability. You really have to use those superpowers. So
really?
If you're in the middle of the air, you want to grab something like a manhole cover and swing it around and knock guys over and hit somebody across the face with one while you're in the air. So you can do things like that. And
I've heard too that it's a lot more grounded than previous Spider-Man game, so it's actually in the old Tobey Maguire one. Renee was telling me that and he's right, because I used to play it. You shoot your web and it would just go straight to the sky. You wouldn't be connected to anything.
No, yeah, you're going off.
The realism is a lot more.
You're curving off of buildings, and if you, what's cool is his abilities are seamless. So if you smack into a building, you don't bounce off. What would Spider-Man do? He would stick to the side or just start running up the building.
Yeah.
So depending on how you're moving, he moves a lot more. I don't want to say naturally, because it's
a comic book,
but it doesn't take long to, you know, figure out how to get to move.
Can't do that George of the Jungle swing into the tree thing.
You can. There's missions that are hard. You have to, like, track down moving cars and.
Oh my God! While you're on the show, no less.
Shout out to Josh for.
Wow.
You
heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. The host of the show screwed up.
That doesn't bother me. No one ever calls. It's the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
Ever.
First and last. You mark my
words. I'll leave it on. I'll leave it on. Doesn't matter.
Watch them call back.
Yeah, check it out, man. Spider-Man gets, I think it's exclusively on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, they've always been exclusive to PlayStation.
Man, it's good stuff. Well, because it's Sony.
Yeah, I'm excited, though. I want to play it.
Yeah, check it out. It's fun.
Keeping you awake?
My goodness, I'm sleepy. I got a voicemail. Here we go. Ready?
Play it on the air.
Yeah, we'll see what. Well, let me see. We don't want to play. We don't want to play it on the air with something embarrassing. Well,
that's why you want to play it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been playing?
Are you
anything?
Pregnant?
I might be.
That'd be a surprise to Nicole.
What'd you say, Patrick?
Be a surprise to me.
I was asking if you're playing anything.
Yeah.
What are you playing?
I'm playing videos.
Of what?
Of what?
Adventure Time just had their season finale. I haven't been paying attention to it, so I don't know what it's about. But I ended up watching Comic-Con, this last one that just passed.
Yeah.
And Adventure Time was there. And I didn't know about this girl until now. I think I'm a huge fan of her. Rebecca Sugar.
Uh-huh.
She created Steven Universe.
Yeah.
Oh.
But she spawned from Adventure Time.
Mm-hmm.
But she wrote a song for them, and I watched her play it at their little panel they had.
Yeah.
And they just had everyone in tears, and it's such a beautiful song.
What is it called?
Time Adventure by Rebecca Sugar. She has a beautiful voice, by the way. I fell in love with her.
We're going to look it up right now.
If we hate it, we get to blame you.
Yeah, go ahead. But you just see the guy who does the voice of Jake, he starts crying, and like, Vader starts crying.
Yeah.
They're just bawling.
Who was also Bender.
Because I can't.
Yeah, he's the voice.
Yeah.
One last song.
All right, here we go.
But she's great.
To play it here.
Please
Just play your song already. Stop talking.
This song is called Time Adventure. And it's dedicated to Adam Mutel.
Everybody's crying.
Time is an illusion that helps things make sense. So we're always living in the present tense. It seems unforgiving when a good thing ends, but you and I will always be back then. 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 Singing will happen, happening happened, will happen.
Did you cry a little bit?
When you see them crying, it's so sad because she just starts singing later on about how we'll always be best friends back then. And you're
that's
like,
horrible.
Oh my God. So she pulls at your little heartstrings, but I just became a huge fan of hers after I saw that video.
Oh, that's great because I was going to ask what you were listening to. So that goes right into.
It does. I'm a huge fan of her right now. But I've never seen Steven Universe. I just read what it was about.
My daughter's a huge fan of it.
I just read everything what it was about.
Renee loves it. Renee was going to be Steven Universe for Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read that Rebecca Sugar was pushing for in Adventure Time was basically getting like a lot of, because she's bi.
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying she just got these like things that she was pushing for. I don't know if anyone watches Adventure Time. I'm not going to say it, but something happens at the end of it. So that she pushed for.
Speaking
of. You mean Princess Bubblegum and Marceline making out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't Marceline a vampire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can still, vampires can still make out, Mario. Don't be a vampire.
But
racist.
In the beginning, she tried to get them to like show them like a little bit of like tension, but they were kind of liked each other, and she just had it progress through the years.
We have to play Fury of Dracula again. Speaking.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Speaking of listening. Are you listening to anything, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm listening to St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
What is that?
It's kind of like a... I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's kind of rockabilly bluegrass. I don't know.
Give me a song.
Good one?
Give me one that you like.
Their NPR thing is really good.
Give me a song that you like.
Hold on. I gotta open it.
This is the band you're listening to, huh?
Yeah. I gotta open it.
That's what you like, huh?
I gotta open it.
Right off the top of your head.
Right off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
You ask questions, I gotta answer.
Like, ask me a song that I like by the Kinks. You really got me. That's how you do that. You know why? Because I like them.
Do you like them?
Ask me a song by the Beastie Boys.
Intergalactic.
You know why I was able to pull that so quickly? Because I like them.
Do you like them?
Yes.
How much do you like them?
That's your favorite?
What?
Intergalactic is your favorite?
I said name a song.
Do Call Me.
Call Me!
Yeah.
On the line. Oh, we're going to hear a Blondie cover by St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
I don't know if it is Blondie's original song.
Call Me!
No, it's not. I like that. First of all, I'm down because the lead singer...
That guy.
I like this.
Yeah, it's really good. I like them a lot. I found them because of NPR Spinny Desk.
That I thought I knew.
That's a good one. I like this.
Yeah.
This ain't the party that I thought we'd do. You got your living, baby. I got my 6-11 TV, 6-9. Got to tell me, baby. We ain't the lovers that'll tear me down. We ain't the fortunate.
I like that.
Yeah, they're really good. But that's why I found like a really good way to listen to new music and different music is on YouTube, NPR's Tiny Desk.
Yes.
It's so nice. I'm listening to so many different things.
Tower of Power did a... You know, the thing with NPR, I used to listen to All Songs Considered, and they can get a little pretentious.
Yes.
But if you just watch the Tiny Desk concerts, it's a lot
well,
better.
Well, that's why the YouTube thing is nice, because you can just watch them play.
Really the cool. Onion AV Club has the... they have that cover series where they have bands.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put like a list of songs out, and then all these bands will volunteer to like
cover. Yeah, those are
cover.
Really cool
those
too.
Are really good too. That's a great way to find. I forgot what the name of it is. My daughter on the way to school today, we listened to that. She goes, "Hey, I want to play some music," and I'm like, "Yeah, throw it on there." This is if you had a Nintendo Wii at one time, you'll know this song. That was the Mii Channel.
Yep.
There's a guy on YouTube who has a his name, it's Insane in the Rain Music, and he does these videos with like it's one of those videos where the guy is multi-track, so he plays like 20 instruments all by himself and does covers, and mostly video game covers.
That's always interesting.
Wait, hold on. It's from the Mii Channel. It's when you would be on the Nintendo Wii, and you would like be like goofing around with all the Miis.
Doesn't that sound like our game show song?
No, it sounds like I'm like inventing some broomsticks.
So on this one, he's actually playing the keyboard, the tambourine. He's got the little percussion, and then his buddy, he's playing tenor sax, and his buddy's playing the baritone.
Nice. I like it.
And now there's an alto in there. That?
I like it. I'm down with it.
Yeah. My daughter,
I've been listening to like a bunch of things on Spotify where it's just calm music while I'm reading or studying.
Oh yeah, listen. How about that?
It's nice. I can imagine like an old, like when people are dancing at a party back in like what, the '50s?
Yeah. My daughter has all these great.
She's your daughter.
Well, she loves video game music, so she has all kinds of good stuff, and she's always listening to video game music in one way or another. So it's kind of cool. So we shout out to the kid and DJ Sadness. That's her little.
Always gets me.
What, DJ Sadness?
Yeah.
That's her little.
I know it's her handle, but
I didn't think she doesn't know that we were gonna do it, but I wanted to throw that out there. Because it really, I was like, dude, you have pretty good taste, kid. They just did something on Octopath Traveler, which my daughter highly recommends. She just finished Owl Boy
it's a nice platformer.
She loved it. That's on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So how about that?
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
You guys got anything else? Anything else we should watch pulp culture-wise? Anything else we may have missed?
I think I gave it my all.
Justine?
No.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I still need to see The Shining, but they're going to show it in theaters. Because remember we were going to the theater that was showing old movies?
I want to see it in theaters, but then I don't want to see it in theaters.
They're
going to
show The Shining in theaters.
Because it still, to this day, scares the crap out of me.
That movie terrifies me.
I just haven't seen it. I feel like I should watch it in the theaters.
And you know what you've seen? It's just going to be like, it's not that scary. What's wrong with you guys?
Oh, I'll be under the bed.
She's gonna be so mean about it.
I'll be under the seat, covering my eyes. Yep, it bothers me. That movie gets
it's
to
just,
me.
It's just
there's something about it that makes me extremely
uncomfortable,
uncomfy. Yes,
it's like watching Michael's tots.
Yeah.
Scott's tots. That's how uncomfortable it is.
Michael's tots.
Scott's tots.
That's how uncomfortable it is. It's just harsh. You don't want to suffer. You don't want to see it.
It is uncomfy. Yeah. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's okay. No, it's never okay. That movie bothers me.
Why can't they play that song in elevators?
Isn't that great? What? Super Smash Brothers, when does it come out?
I don't know.
Everybody's pumped?
Yeah.
You know, you're
I'm
not?
I'm going to play it. Okay. I'll enjoy it. I like Super Smash Bros. It's great in a group. By yourself, not so much.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad when you're by yourself playing Super Smash Bros. Because you're like, hey, bro, and then you're just alone.
It bothered me. That was the only bummer thing about playing the Battlefield preview was that the beta. Was that I was in a squad with a bunch of randos.
Josh was playing the whole thing.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, he was on there.
Did you love it?
A couple times. Yeah, he really liked it.
Yeah, that's good. I love it. I loved it. Yeah. That's all.
That's all.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, that's our show. That's it, guys. We just have a short show for us.
We did this for us.
An hour, you know, but we're still.
We didn't do this for you guys.
We did it for us. I can't stop it now. What song did I have stuck in my head today, guys?
I don't know. I'm hungry. Was it Video Killed the Radio Star?
No.
Was it We Built the City on Rock and Roll?
Oh, no. I can bring you back to Raindrops Falling on Your
Head. Nope.
I know you said that was in your head last
time. This is a song that's been stuck in my head since yesterday. Does anyone care to guess? I'll give you each one guess.
I already guessed like six songs.
Go right
it's
ahead.
Not those. I don't want to know. Was it Africa by Toto?
No. It will never be Africa by Toto.
I don't know. That last song? Because that's in my head now.
Nope.
Is it the song from Fallout 76?
Nope. It is Once Upon a Time in the Projects by Ice Cube.
I never would have gotten there.
It's been stuck in my head since yesterday. Once Upon a Time in the Projects. Okay. So we're going to say goodbye. We're going to listen to some Insane in the Rain music. This is the Mirror Temple, the Mirror Magic Mix, which I've actually played for you guys here from the video game Celeste, which my daughter also loves. And this is their this is our closing theme today.
And
so
next week is Digital.
Next week is Digital Movie Club. We're going to be talking about The Wild Bunch, The Magnificent Seven, and Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
That is correct.
All right. So without further ado, we will say this transmission ends now. And fight the power. Oh, it just died.
That's one way to fight the power.
Yeah, they fought. The power fought back.